thrust away melts me into the child I used to be. I see light stream across the floor. You walk towards an open door and beckon me. When I see the tears you cry, I stand right by your side, saying please. When you lead me down by the water's edge, I leap the thorny hedge, come clean.
We'll be right back. first date started to kill me. I'm alright now, got my friends here with me. We played every day like the Normandy invasion. Knew I had to be strong in case of serious assault.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection. So he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Oh, of them, I don't know why. Guess I got too much trust. They pretending that they know me. They trying to fool me, acting like we're homies. But I just want someone that knows me. Got my back like a shadow. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth more to you? Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 mm-hmm. I opened all of my plans, but there was nothing to start with. So don't you think that it's my fault? If I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small, but you cannot contain me. I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I?
Yeah. Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Far away from here, all my pain shrink friend on memory lane. Relive it again on memory lane. Can
classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
She heard the talk, how could she not? And it was everywhere, hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
Dave Davies, he kinda helped me go crazy.